One of the most extraordinary and exciting things about modern physics is the way the microscopic world of quantum mechanics challenges our common sense understanding. The fact that light can be seen as either a particle or a wave, and that the uncertainty principle tells us that we can never know at the same time what an electron does and where it is, and the quantum notion of superposition all suggest an entirely different way of understanding the world from that of classical physics, in which objects behave in a deterministic and predictable manner. For instance, in the well-known example of Schrödinger's cat, in which a cat is placed inside a box containing a radioactive source that has a 50% chance of releasing a deadly toxin, we are forced to accept that, until the lid is opened, this cat is both dead and alive, seemingly defying the law of contradiction. To a Mahayana Buddhist exposed to Nagarjuna's thought, there is an unmistakable resonance between the notion of emptiness and the new physics. If on the quantum level matter is revealed to be less solid and definable than it appears, then it seems to me that science is coming closer to the Buddhist contemplative insights of emptiness and interdependence. At a conference in New Delhi, I once heard Raja Ramanan, the physicist known to his colleagues as the Indian Sakharov, drawing parallels between Nagarjuna's philosophy of emptiness and quantum mechanics. After having talked to numerous scientist friends over the years, I had the conviction that the great discoveries in physics, going back as far as Copernicus, give rise to the insight that reality is not as it appears to us. When one puts the world under a serious lens of investigation, be it the scientific method and experiment, or the Buddhist logic of emptiness, or the contemplative method of meditative analysis, one finds things are more subtle than, and in some cases even contradict, the assumptions of our ordinary common sense view of the world. One may ask, apart from misrepresenting reality, what is wrong with believing in the independent, intrinsic existence of things? For Nagarjuna, this belief has serious negative consequences. Nagarjuna argues that it is the belief in intrinsic existence that sustains the basis for a self-perpetuating dysfunction in our engagement with the world and with our fellow sentient beings. By according intrinsic properties of attractiveness, we react to certain objects and events with deluded attachment, while toward others, to which we accord intrinsic properties of unattractiveness, we react with deluded aversion. In other words, Nagarjuna argues that grasping at the independent existence of things leads to affliction, which in turn gives rise to a chain of destructive actions, reactions, and suffering. In the final analysis for Nagarjuna, the theory of emptiness is not a question of the mere conceptual understanding of reality. It has profound psychological and ethical implications. I once asked my physicist friend David Bohm this question. From the perspective of modern science, apart from the question of misrepresentation, what is wrong with the belief in the independent existence of things? His response was telling. He said that if we examine the various ideologies that tend to divide humanity, such as racism, extreme nationalism, and the Marxist class struggle, one of the key factors in their origin is the tendency to perceive things as inherently divided and disconnected. From this misconception springs the belief that each of these divisions is essentially independent and self-existent. Bohm's response, grounded in his work in quantum physics, echoes the ethical concern about harboring such beliefs that had worried Nagarjuna, who wrote nearly 2,000 years before. Granted, strictly speaking, science does not deal with questions of ethics and value judgments, but the fact remains that science, being a human endeavor, is still connected to the basic question of the well-being of humanity. So in a sense, there is nothing surprising about Bohm's response. I wish there were more scientists with his understanding of the interconnectedness of science, its conceptual frameworks, and humanity. As I understand it, modern science faced a crisis in the beginning of the 20th century. The great edifice of classical physics developed by Isaac Newton, James Maxwell, and so many others, which provided such seemingly effective explanations for the perceived realities of the world and fitted so well with common sense, was undermined by the discovery of relativity and the strange behavior of matter at the subatomic level, which is explored in quantum mechanics.